This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's World Report for the week being the 20th of February. LookAd broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is off to Mexico with Homeland Security Chief John Kelly on Thursday to talk about the war and deportation. Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Flynn is meeting EU and NATO officials in Brussels on Monday to try and repair strained transatlantic relations. Congress is involving itself in foreign relations with a 27-person, 6-day visit to India next week, while in Britain, the House of Commons will on Monday debate a petition calling on the government to withdraw the invitation for Donald Trump to make a state visit. The problems of the Greek debt will be discussed by Eurogroup finance ministers meeting on Monday and on Tuesday. The EU will discuss how to squeeze more taxes out of multinationals. Elsewhere in Europe, French National Front presidential candidate Marie Le Pen is in Lebanon on Monday, and the OECD in Paris publishes its quarterly growth report. On Wednesday, the OECD releases its Africa Economic Outlook, and Amnesty International publishes its annual human rights report. The UN brokered peace talks are scheduled to resume on Wednesday after the bones of a peace agreement was hammered out by the Russians. In Israel, soldier Elor Azaria on Tuesday is sentenced for the manslaughter of a Palestinian terrorist. And in Quebec, university student Alexander Bissonnette appears in court charged with murder and attempted murder at the city's mosque. And finally, open wide on Saturday. It is World Sword Swallowers Day. Appropriately enough, it falls in the middle of Swallowing Disorders Month. And that was next week's news today from LookAdNews.com, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead News World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAdNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 20th of February. Look Ahead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is off to Europe as concern continues to mount among the alliance about the Trump administration's commitments to NATO and the EU. He is in Brussels on Monday to meet European Commission and NATO officials, as well as Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel. He leaves Belgium for Germany and the Munich Security Conference. Mexico, the war, and deportations are back on the agenda on Thursday when Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Chief John Kelly fly into Mexico City. The two men face a cold reception, especially after Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto canceled his scheduled meeting with Donald Trump. The American Congress is moving into foreign affairs next week when a group of 27 congressmen from both parties head off to India for 5 days of talks with officials, ministers, and academics. This is the largest number of American legislators to ever visit India. The subject of President Trump's proposed state visit to Britain is debated in Parliament on Monday. The debate was sparked by a petition signed by millions, which called on the British government to stop the visit. The problems of the Greek debt and Italian financial issues will dominate a meeting of the EU's Eurogroup finance ministers meeting on Monday. Sources report that any major decisions will be postponed until after the German elections. On Tuesday, all EU finance ministers meet to discuss how to tighten tax laws for multinationals. Elsewhere in Europe, French National Front presidential candidate Marie Le Pen is off to Beirut on Monday to establish her international credentials by meeting Lebanese President Michel Aoun and his Prime Minister Saeed Hariri. Israeli soldier Elor Azaria on Tuesday will be sentenced for the manslaughter of a Palestinian terrorist. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants him pardoned, while the Israeli military are adamant that he should be punished. Azaria faces up to 20 years in prison. In another terrorism case, French-Canadian university student Alexander Bissonnette appears in a Quebec court on Tuesday, charged with 6 murders and attempted murders involving an attack on the Quebec City Mosque in January. The UN-brokered Syrian peace talks reconvene in Geneva on Wednesday. The talks were scheduled for February the 8th, but were delayed to give the Russian-brokered ceasefire a chance to implement itself. The agreement was reached between Moscow, Ankara, and Tehran to monitor a truce which went into effect on December the 30th. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.